Welcome, everybody. My name is Guadalupe Sandoval Rodriguez. I'll be your host for today. Today's show, I would like to speak about how different herbs can heal your body. How many of you have put together a drink or a paste that your family's used for generations to heal? Do you remember when you had a sore throat and your mother told you to rinse your mouth out with salt water? Did you know that viruses and bacteria are living in your mouth and salt water kills them? Salt water is a mineral found in nature and has many healing properties. For instance, if you take a small amount of salt and you make it into a paste and place that paste over an insect, itching and swelling of the insect bite. So what else would you like to know about the benefits of salt water? These are a few of the benefits of salt water for your skin. Salt water can close open pores. It can soak up excess oil, balances oil reproduction, kills acne-causing bacteria, diminishes scars, healing scrapes and cuts, exfoliates dead skin, restores skin's natural pH, improves skin barrier function, enhances hydration, and reduces inflammation. The reason that I mentioned salt is that within your home, you have many natural healing herbs that can promote your health. A few are oregano, parsley, and basil. But today, I will mention other healing herbs that you may have or may not have heard of before. Let's begin with the 12 powerful healing herbs. Let's begin with blackberry. Blackberry can be made into a tea, and it cures diarrhea, soothes for swollen tissues and joints. Blackberry is a natural cough syrup to heal sore throat that can be mixed with honey or syrup, bleeding gums, and it can strengthen your immune system. Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle treats asthma, but has many healing purposes such as healing rheumatoid arthritis, mumps, and hepatitis. It also helps with upper respiratory tract infections such as a pneumonia. The next is hummingbird blossom. Hummingbird blossom treats mouth and throat conditions as well as cysts, fibroid tumors, and inflammation. It also helps with burns, sores, and wounds. As a diuretic, it stimulates the kidney function. Studies have shown that the hummingbird blossom is also effective in treating high blood pressure and lymphatic blockages. Lavender. Lavender is used for anxiety, insomnia, depression, headache, and fatigue. Lavender has an anti-inflammatory effect and it soothes insect bites as well as burns. Mint. Mint helps with the digestion and upset stomach. It is used as a salve to relieve itching and rashes. Red clover. Red clover is used by healers to treat inflammation and respiratory conditions. Recent studies have shown that red clover helps prevent heart disease by improving circulation and lowers cholesterol. Rosemary is a sacred herb that Native Americans have used, and it relieves joint pain. It can improve and relieve muscle aches and spasms, and it helps the circulatory and nervous system. It improves the immune system and strengthens your digestion. Saw palmetto. Saw palmetto was used by the Seminoles in Florida. They use this herb as a natural remedy for abdominal pain as well as with digestion, reduces inflammation, and stimulates appetite. Sumac. Sumac is a herb that is used to gargle to relieve sore throat, and it can also help with diarrhea. It relieves also fever and may be used as a paste for poison ivy. Wild ginger has been used as a contraceptive and intestinal ailments and relieves cramps and indigestion. Wild rose. Wild rose is used as a sedative, antiseptic to relieve digestive disorders, etc. And the last one is yarrow. This herb was also used by the ancient Greeks and is used for excessive bleeding. The indigenous people used this herb on open wounds and cuts because it helped clot the blood. It was also used as a tea for upset stomachs and for intestinal disorders. Well, that's all I have for you today, and I would like to thank everyone who joined me today. And if you have any comments or would like more information about herbs, feel free to contact me at guadalupekekotan@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you.